Chapter 2. The Party of Mob Violence. After the not guilty verdict in the Zimmerman trial, celebrities, black leaders, and other Democrats wore hoodies to protest the verdict and show solidarity with Trayvon Martin. But the hoodie brigade didn't do anything to stop blacks from being killed. Wearing hoodies only encouraged black men to believe that they could engage in violence and not be held responsible for their actions. In fact, I believe the Democrats' exploitation of Trayvon Martin's death only contributed to 18-year-old Michael Brown's getting himself killed 2 years later. Brown was shot by white police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri, on a hot August afternoon in 2014. Again, Al Sharpton reprised his role as race agitator, descending upon this mostly black town. Nearly 70% of Ferguson residents are black. Throughout the summer and continuing up to November 2014, when a St. Louis grand jury decided not to indict Wilson, Sharpton's presence instigated violence that harmed, not helped, black people, especially the black owners of businesses torched during the riots. In true politically correct fashion, liberal news reporters referred to the mostly black looters caught on video and in photographs as peaceful protesters. If these people were white, the media would have called them what they were, criminals. The media not only jumped on the unarmed teen bandwagon again, they also frequently referred to the hulking Brown, who stood 6'4" and weighed over 200 pounds, as a gentle giant. He was anything but. Moments before Officer Wilson encountered him in a street, a surveillance video shows Brown was stealing cigars from a convenience store, then roughing up the store clerk who confronted him. Autopsy reports found marijuana in Brown's system. Following the robbery that was caught on the surveillance tape, Wilson saw Brown walking in the street with his friend Dorian Johnson and noticed that Brown matched the profile of the suspect who had robbed